Previously on the Baker's Dozen podcast.
It's nearly impossible to make a good show about teachers. Speaking as a teacher, I've always been hopeful when a new project is announced based on the subject. Getting renewed for a second season 3 months before a show is even aired, True TV knew they had a winner and they were spot on. Those Who Can't is easily one of the funniest dirty shows on television. And that means everyone, not just teachers, can absolutely enjoy Those Who Can't.
This clear.
I told you, she's a 7-Eleven, pounding nachos.
Hold up there, Duke boys.
Hey, we need to talk to Quinn. Someone took all the vending machines out of the building. This is a civil rights emergency.
Oh, well, let me get Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the phone.
He's dead, Tammy. We need to see Quinn.
He can't help you. No one can. It's those bitches in the PTA. I'd rather put on a thong and dance naked in a pit of cobras before I cross that coven.
What a super unappetizing
Why would you put on a thong first? That makes no sense.
Get out.
Listen. If I don't get my sugar, if these kids don't get their sugar fix, this whole place is gonna turn into a goddamn zoo.
A goddamn zoo.
Oh, they're gonna get their fix all right. Don't worry about that. Whenever there's a voice, someone fills it.
Huh. You know what, Tammy? I think you just gave me a good idea. You're really earning that $17.5 a year, aren't you?
Oh. You should have let it hit you.
Oh, God. You are quicker than you look, Tammy. Stop.
On a quick side note, I'd like to thank once again Ben Roy, a.k.a. Billy Shoemaker of Those Who Can't on True TV. If you didn't catch it, a season 3, episode 3, I did my spring TV pop culture corner. Talked about some big shows on the spring lineup right now, and one of them was my new favorite show, especially from the comedy scene, Those Who Can't, about teachers in suburban Colorado, just debauchery, you know, a crude humor that a lot of people can enjoy. And Ben listened to the show. It's huge. The guy is insanely talented. I follow him on Twitter now. I've actually checked out his band, his rock and roll band Spells. It's great, actually. It's just fun music. I'm not sure if it's as cool as Capitalist Emulsification, his pseudo band on the show. But again, I cannot recommend it enough. Those Who Can't on True TV, I've never heard anybody say a negative word about it, teacher or not. Ben Roy is hilarious. Billy Shoemaker is a great character on the show. And it's awesome when you get feedback like this. This is a podcast that reaches a couple hundred people every week, but we hope to help it grow. And I'm going to reach out to Ben and see if we can get him on the show once season 2 is about to premiere of Those Who Can't, so we can talk about this great show hitting its second season, and we can talk about his band and maybe talk a little bit of sports, see what he's interested in. But again, shout out to Ben Roy. Very cool of him to reach out to us. And as always, we appreciate all of our fans, all the support we get, because without them, well, there's no reason to be here.
I will not be threatened. And if you think I'm going to let you take our rights away, Gwen Stefani, well, that is just B-A-N-A-N-A-S.